The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being, but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of men, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. A man came sent by God. His name was John. He came as a witness to speak for the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not the light, only a witness to speak for the light. The Word was the true light that enlightens all men, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to all who believe in the name of him, who was born not out of human stock, or urge of the flesh, or will of man, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John appears as his witness. He proclaims, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he existed before me.' Indeed, from his fullness we have, all of us, received, yes, grace in return for grace. Since though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son, who is nearest to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory. Today is a happy day, not just because of the presents and the good wishes we have received and also given to others, but they reflect and foreshadow even happiest days to come. Happiness forever, for eternity, in the presence of God, our Creator. God created all that exists, visible and invisible. For example, he created angels, spiritual beings, invisible, and he created man and women, human beings, visible. Angels are very smart creatures. They have knowledge, superior knowledge, and like human beings, they have intelligence and free will. When God created human beings, they were created in the image of God. They were created ranking above the angels. For human beings are both physical and spiritual beings. This annoyed Lucifer, the highest ranking angel, who decided, out of envy, that if this how God wanted it to be, he was no longer going to obey God, but do his own thing. Having this superior knowledge, the choice was definitive and permanent. A battle ensued among the angels, and the bad ones were kicked out of heaven and were given the earth. The human beings, male and female, living happily in paradise and given the free choice, too, decided to not listen to God's will but to do their own thing. They disobeyed God. like Satan and all the other demons, and sinned. That is, they deliberately turned away from God to pursue their own perceived good. Sinning, this turning away from God, is a free choice. But whereas the choice once made by angels was final, mankind is given the opportunity to return to God if they have become separated from God, who loves all people. And to make sure that people are aware of this, that God is always longing for us to come back to Him after we have decided to do our own thing, contrary to God's will, He has sent messengers, like the prophets, to remind us of this. Finally, to make it absolutely clear, God came to us Himself. Some 2,000 years ago, God came to earth to live among us, not as the invisible God, but as the visible. God was born a man, born from a woman called Mary, incarnate of the Virgin Mary. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and His name was Jesus. Happy Christmas.